herbs. They are called the useful plants. I love them, and I can't wait to share lots of useful information with you. I'm Judy Wagley. It's From the Ground Up. Bevan Cohen is a farmer at his small house farm in Sanford, and he is also an author, an herbalist, and a podcaster. Bevan, thanks for joining me today.
Judy, thank you so much for having me.
Bevan, there's so much to talk about. Let's start with culinary herbs. Do you have a top five?
Judy, that's almost an impossible question to answer.
I know, it really is.
I do have a list, but what I've broken it down to is not necessarily my five favorite herbs, but they're five herbs that I think that everybody can grow regardless of the amount of sun or space that they have in their gardens. So we're going to start with oregano. Not only is it delicious and super versatile in the kitchen, but it grows wonderfully in a full sun area with very little care at all. It's a perennial plant, so once you have it established in your garden, you're going to have it for years to come. And it spreads and sprawls and just really does a beautiful thing out in the garden. It's just gorgeous to look at. I've let mine kind of run wild. It's out into the yard. I smell it when I mow it. It's fragrant and beautiful. So oregano is going to be number one for sure.
Is there a variety of oregano that you prefer for cooking?
Well, you know, we grow Greek oregano, and I find that one to be the most flavor forward. It's pretty pungent, but it really holds up the best in cooking, I think. My second herb is going to be a full sun annual herb. And we can't talk about herbs without talking about basil.
Everybody's favorite.
Oh my gosh, right? It's so good. I love to grow basil. And we use it for all the things, of course, you'd expect basil to be used for. Pizzas and pestos and spaghetti sauce and all that sort of stuff for sure. But it's just such an easy plant to grow and it is gorgeous. Full sun, of course, just like the oregano, but it's an annual plant. So when you grow it, you're only going to have it that one year, and you're going to have to replant it year after year to enjoy it. But you're going to want to, because it is just such a wonderful plant. You're always going to want to have basil in your garden. It's frost sensitive, so
yes,
you're not going to want to put it out until after all chance of frost. And once it gets cold again, you know, you're going to lose it. So you're going to want to make sure you harvest it and make the most of it while you've got it. But you got to have basil in the garden. Number three. Now we're going to get a little bit different here. We're going to talk about a biennial plant, right? Whereas oregano is a perennial, basil is an annual, parsley. Parsley is a biennial plant. And that means that it takes 2 years for this plant to make seed. You can grow it and enjoy it the very first year that you have it in your garden. But if you want to harvest it for seeds, you're going to let it be in the garden for 2 years. I love parsley. One of the things I love about it is it does fine in partial sun, even in shady areas.
Do you prefer a certain variety of parsley, the curly or the flat leaf?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I kind of like both of them.
Me too.
I prefer to use flat leaf in most of my cooking. I like to use it as a garnish, chop it up. I put it on pastas and eggs. I put it on practically everything, right? But I also make tabbouleh, and using that curly parsley for the tabbouleh, I really like the texture that it gives to the dish. So I find both of them very useful in the kitchen, so I grow both of them. All right, number four. So we're going to go back to perennial herbs, but we're going to be growing them in the shade, and we're going to be growing mint.
Ah, yes.
Love mint. Everybody can grow mint. It's so easy to grow. Almost too easy to grow, right, Judy? Once you get it in the garden, it's going to be there forever, for
yes,
sure. It's going to spread and wander and do its thing. But again, just like the oregano, I don't mind. I let it go out into the yard and do its thing and mow it down. Smells wonderful. It's just a groovy plant to have, for sure. And I use mint for all sorts of stuff. This bright, vibrant flavor that it gives to the food, fantastic.
So there's spearmint and peppermint, and I think often for cooking, we might want to stick with spearmint.
You know, you're right. Spearmint's a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint, as the name implies, has a little bit more bite to it, you know? I like to use peppermint for tea.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a wonderful tea, but in the kitchen, you're right, we're going to go with spearmint.
Number five.
So number five, we're going to mix it all up again, and this time we're going to grow a plant in a container, and it's going to be rosemary.
For remembrance.
You got it. Rosemary for remembrance. This is an herb you're going to want to remember for sure.
You
got to have it in the garden. The trick with rosemary, though, is it is very sensitive to frost. I like to grow it in a container because then I could bring it into the house in the wintertime and enjoy it all year long.
I have a hint, too, for folks who want to grow herbs. Grow them as close to your kitchen as possible. Because if you're cooking, say you're making breakfast and you want to put some parsley in your scrambled eggs, you're not going to go out to the back 40 and gather those herbs. If you can get to them in your pajamas, you're good. So that's my suggestion for herbs.
That's a great tip, Judy. I absolutely agree. You want to keep the herbs as close to the kitchen as possible. Sometimes I'll even harvest bundles of herbs and bring them into the house and keep them in a vase of water right there on the kitchen table so they're nice and fresh and ready to go whenever I'm ready to use them. They'll keep for multiple days right there on the counter in water.
Bevan, why should everyone grow herbs?
Because herbs bring us flavor, and flavor is the spice of life.
I love it. Bevan Cohen, thank you so much for joining me for From the Ground Up.
Judy, thanks so much for having me. This has been so much fun.